I'd like to invite you to open your Bibles to Mark chapter 9. It was the scripture reading that Simon read for us just a minute ago.
今天的经文就是刚才Simon弟兄为我们读的一段经文。
You know, one of the most basic lessons in the Christian life is that we must have faith.
其中一样是基本的基督徒生命的功课就是我们一定必须要有信。
We must believe in Christ to become Christians, and we must continue believing in Christ to remain Christians.
我们必须要相信基督去成为基督徒，我们必须要继续相信去活着是一个基督徒的身份。
But sometimes it's easy to forget this and to lose faith.
但是有时候是很容易忘记了这件事，而是失去信心。
When trials and difficulties come, we worry about what to do.
当有困难试炼来到的时候，我们担心要怎么做。
We worry what will happen.
我们担心会发生什么事情。
And we forget this first step of the Christian life.
我们忘记了基督徒生命的这第一步。
We stop trusting God's word and God's goodness.
我们停止相信神的美善和神的话语。
In those moments, our faith can be shaken.
在这些时候，我们的信心会被动摇。
If you can relate to that, I trust that this morning's passage will be an encouragement to you.
若你有同感的话，这个早上的信息就是能够希望能够是鼓励你。
We're going to look at an event in Jesus' life where he had to teach his disciples a lesson on faith.
我们会看一件事在耶稣生命中的一件事，去教导门徒关于信心的一课。
And if the disciples needed to be taught this lesson after over 2 years of walking with Jesus, then perhaps we need this lesson too.
若果耶稣的门徒在同耶稣两年的生活之后需要被提醒的话，咁或者我哋都要被提醒。
Now, just to give you some background on the book of Mark, it breaks down into two halves.
马可福音是有两个部分。
The first half, chapter 1 all the way to chapter 8, 26, presents Jesus as the powerful Messiah.
在第一部分就是一章一至。 1章1節到8章26節就是耶穌是大有能力的彌賽亞。
There are 19 miracles recorded in the Gospel of Mark, and 16 of those miracles are found in the first half of the Gospel.
在馬可福音有19個神蹟，其中16個就在這頭一半見到。
Jesus shows his authority over sickness, over death, over demons. This shows he is the powerful Messiah.
耶稣显示他的权柄能够胜过疾病、死亡和鬼魔，他是显示出自己是大有能力的弥赛亚。
But right in the middle of the gospel, in Mark chapter 8, verses 27 to 30, there's this dramatic shift.
而在正中间，在马可福音8章27至30节，就是一个很大的转变。
That's where Peter makes that amazing confession, you are the Christ.
彼得就是这样说，是有一个的宣告，就是你就是基督。
And then right after that, in Mark 8:31, Jesus began to teach them, it says, that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed, and after 3 days, he will rise again. And he said this plainly, it says in Mark
8:31. 人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，过三天复活。耶稣明明地说这话。
And this marked a change in Jesus' ministry and his message.
这个是耶稣的事工和他的信息的一个转捩点。
For the rest of the Gospel of Mark, there are only 3 more miracles recorded.
而在这一段之后，就是只有3个的神迹记载过。
Instead, Mark begins to focus on Jesus as the suffering servant.
而在第二部分呢度就是马可福音就是集中系讲到耶稣系一个受苦嘅仆人。
So the first half, Jesus is the powerful Messiah.
马可福音头半部就系讲到耶稣系大有能力嘅弥赛亚。
And the second half, Jesus is the suffering servant.
而第二部分就系耶稣系受苦嘅仆人。
Now, as Jesus moves toward the cross and he begins predicting his own suffering and death, he teaches the disciples several key lessons on how to follow him faithfully.
当耶稣走近十字架的道路的时候，他预言自己的受难和死亡，亦都是教导门徒几样关于如何作忠心跟随耶稣基督的人的功课。
And this is one of those lessons.
这个就是其中一个的功课。
This is a lesson on faith.
这个的功课是关乎信心。
And specifically, I want to show you 3 important lessons on faith for every follower of Christ.
这个的功课是给每一个跟随基督的人关于信心的3项功课。
Now, I don't want to tell you the points up front. I want us to discover them together as we walk through the passage.
我唔想讲出呢啲嘅重点先，我想系一起嘅睇经文，去一路去发掘呢啲嘅重点出来。
Now, right before our passage, Jesus and his three closest disciples, Peter, James, and John, they were up on the Mount of Transfiguration.
喺我哋今朝嘅经文之前，有三个最近耶稣身边嘅门徒，彼得、约翰同埋雅各，就上咗去呢个登山变像嘅嗰个山嗰度。
And as they were coming down the mountain, they saw a great crowd and scribes arguing with them.
当佢哋落山嘅时候，就见到有许多人围着他们，又有文士和他们辩论。
Right, the scribes, they hated Jesus and they were arguing with the nine disciples. But once Jesus arrived, the crowd all ran to Jesus.
嗰啲文士系好憎恶耶稣，而佢哋系同另外嗰九个门徒正在辩论。当耶稣嚟到嘅时候，众人都跑向耶稣嗰度。
Let's read Mark 9:14 down to verse 16.
马可福音第九章十四至十六节，耶稣到了门徒那里，看见有许多人围着他们，又有文士和他们辩论。众人一见耶稣，都甚稀奇，就跑上去问他的安。耶稣问他们说：你们和他们辩论的是什么？
The scribes stayed silent. The crowd didn't say anything, but finally a man spoke up.
嗰啲嘅文士冇说话，但系有一个人回答。
Look at verses 17 and 18.
第十七、十八节。众人中间有一个人回答说：夫子，我带了我的儿子到你这里来，他被哑巴鬼附着，无论在哪里，鬼捉弄他，把他摔倒，他就口中流沫，咬牙切齿，身体枯干。我请过你的门徒把鬼赶出去，他们却是不能。
So this father brought his demon-possessed son to be healed by Jesus.
这个父亲将自己被鬼附的儿子带去耶稣跟前，希望耶稣医治。
But since Jesus wasn't there, they asked, the man asked Jesus' disciples to heal his son instead.
耶稣不在这里的时候，那这个人就问耶稣的门徒去医治和去赶鬼。
Now, earlier in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus had already commissioned his disciples to preach and to heal and to cast out demons, so this shouldn't have been a strange request.
在马可福音开头的时候，耶稣已经差派了他的门徒去传道、医治、赶鬼，所以这个不是一个奇怪的请求。
The disciples had cast out demons before, but for some reason, this time they were not able.
门徒之前是能够赶鬼的，但是不知为什么今次是不能够。
The disciples' miracles were a powerful sign that validated their ministry and their message.
那些门徒的神迹就是有力的征兆，确认了他们的事工和信息。
So these scribes had a chance to discredit Jesus' ministry by discrediting his disciples.
这些文士是有这个机会是通过败坏耶稣门徒的声誉去败坏耶稣事工。
And you can imagine the embarrassment and the confusion of the disciples. Hey, I've cast out demons before. How come this isn't working?
你可以想象当时门徒的尴尬和困惑。我之前能够赶鬼的，为什么今次不行呢？
A crowd begins to gather and they're watching who was right.
那些众人是聚集一起去看谁是对呢？
Who speaks for God?
谁是为神说话的呢？
The scribes or Jesus' disciples?
是文士还是耶稣基督的门徒呢？
How come his disciples can't heal this boy?
为什么耶稣的门徒不能够帮助这个男孩子呢？
And now that Jesus had come down the mountain, all eyes were on him.
耶稣落山，所有人的目光都注视在耶稣身上。
What would Jesus do?
耶稣会怎么做？
What would Jesus say?
耶稣会讲什么？
And look at verse 19.
第十九节那里说，耶稣说，唉，不信的世代啊，我在你们这里要到几时呢？我忍耐你们要到几时呢？把他带到我这里来吧。
So Jesus identified the issue. He cried out against this faithless or unbelieving generation.
耶稣指出问题的所在，他向这个没有信心或者不信的世代发出呼声。
This wasn't just directed to the father, this was to the whole crowd.
不是只是指着这个父亲来讲，而是指着所有众人来讲。
The scribes and even the disciples who were unable to heal the boy.
文士同埋嗰啲唔能够赶鬼嘅门徒。
And the first lesson here that I want you to see is that Jesus rebukes empty faith.
喺呢度第一点系见到耶稣系斥责空嘅信心。
The first lesson here is that Jesus rebukes empty faith.
第一个功课系耶稣斥责空嘅信心。
The disciples certainly claimed to believe in Jesus, but they could not cast out this demon. Their faith was empty.
门徒当然是声称是相信耶稣，但是他们不能够赶到鬼，这个信心是空洞。
There is such a thing as an empty faith, a futile faith, a faithless faith.
係有呢樣嘢叫做一個空嘅信、冇效嘅信同埋冇信心嘅信。
Not everyone who claims to believe in Jesus truly does.
唔係所有聲稱相信耶穌嘅人都係真係相信耶穌。
And so we need to remember that Jesus rebukes empty faith.
因此我哋要記得耶穌係斥責空洞嘅信。
So this morning I want to allow this passage to examine the quality and the nature of our own faith.
所以今天早上希望呢個信息能夠讓我哋反省我哋自己信心嘅質素同埋本質。
Do we have an empty faith that Jesus would rebuke?
我哋心入邊係咪有一個空洞嘅信，係就係耶穌所斥責嘅嗰種呢？
Or do you have a faith that Jesus would accept?
定係我哋有一個信心係耶穌會接納嘅呢？
What kind of faith does Jesus accept?
耶穌係接納邊一種嘅信心呢？
And the rest of this passage helps us answer those questions.
以下落嚟嘅經文就會幫助我哋解決呢啲問題。
So the first lesson, Jesus rebukes empty faith.
第一個功課就係耶穌斥責空洞嘅信。
Now let's continue on and see what happens.
咁繼續落去睇下發生咩事。
Look at verse 20.
第二十節，他們就帶了他來，他一見耶穌，鬼便叫他重重地抽風，倒在地上，翻來覆去，口中流沫。
So someone carries the boy over to Jesus, and as soon as the demon sees Jesus, it sends the boy into a seizure.
有人將呢個男孩子帶嚟耶穌面前，當嗰個鬼魔見到耶穌時候，呢個鬼魔就讓到呢個男孩子即刻嘅去抽風。
Now this same event is recorded in Matthew 17 and Luke 9.
馬太福音17章同埋路加福音9章都係記載同樣嘅事情。
But those records are much shorter.
但係佢哋嘅記載係好短。
There's very little dialogue and discussion in those passages.
嗰度嘅對嘅記載嘅對話係好少。
So the emphasis there is on Jesus performing the actual miracle.
嗰度嘅記載嘅重點係耶穌所行嘅神蹟。
But here in Mark, we're given a lot of detail about the conversation.
但係喺呢度馬可福音就記載咗好多當中嘅對話。
And that's because under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, Mark is emphasizing this lesson on faith, not just providing another proof of Jesus' power.
在聖靈的感動底下，馬可福音是記載到是強調關於信心的功課，而不是單單再一次證明耶穌的能力。
It's the same event, and all three counts are divinely inspired and historically accurate.
是同一個的事件的記載，但是三個的記載是都是有屬天的默示和歷史上面的準確。
But there's a different emphasis here that Mark wants to bring out.
但是在這裡馬可是有一個重點想帶出來。
So look at the beginning of verse 21.
咁我哋就一提睇第二十一节嗰度，耶稣问他父亲说：他得这病有多少日子呢？回答说：从小的时候。
Now remember, Jesus doesn't have to ask this question.
啊，要记得耶稣本来唔使问呢个问题。
He's God. He already knows how long this has been happening.
佢系神，佢当然知道呢件事发生咗几耐啦。
Jesus isn't like a doctor who has to ask you your personal medical history before he treats you.
耶穌唔係一個醫生，耶穌唔使問呢個病歷去，然之後先至能醫治你。
So why does Jesus ask this question?
點解耶穌要問呢個問題呢？
Because this question allows this father to share his burden with Jesus.
因為呢個問題能夠容讓呢個父親講出佢嘅重擔。
It gives Jesus an opportunity to sympathize with this broken man.
俾耶穌一個機會去同情呢一個破碎咗嘅人。
We don't just have a powerful Messiah who can heal and save. We have a merciful Messiah who is sympathetic and compassionate.
我哋唔單止有一個大有能力嘅彌賽亞可以醫治同拯救，我哋有一個充滿憐憫嘅彌賽亞係有同情同埋慈愛。
And so the Father responds in verses 21 and 22.
嗰個父親就喺21同埋22節嘅回應，耶穌問他父親說：他得這病有多少日子呢？回答說：從小的時候，鬼屢次把他扔在火裡、水裡，要滅他。你若能做什麼，求你憐憫我們，幫助我們。
This is devastating.
呢個係令人感到十分悲痛。
This wicked demon is inflicting pain and suffering on this boy and the whole family.
呢個巫鬼為到呢個男孩子同埋家人帶來痛苦同埋苦難。
You'd have to watch this boy constantly.
个父亲成日都要睇住呢个男孩子。
The fear and the anxiety would wear you out mentally and emotionally and spiritually.
当中嘅惊恐、焦虑会为到精神上、情绪上、身体上都好疲累。
So this father has a tone of desperation in his words.
呢个父亲嘅语带系绝望。
The father cried out, but If you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us.
呢个父亲就喊着说：你若能做什么，求你怜悯我们，帮助我们。
Do you hear a little bit of the small doubt?
有冇听得到一个好小嘅怀疑呢
？If you can do anything,
若你能做什么
？Perhaps the father was starting to lose hope because the disciples couldn't cast out the demon.
或者因为这个父亲开始失去希望，因为那些门徒不能够赶出这个鬼。
And the father didn't even ask for a full and complete healing. He said, if you can do anything.
那个父亲不是请求一个完全的医治，他说若你能做什么任何的事情。
So how does Jesus respond?
耶稣是怎样回应呢？
Look at verse 23.
第23节那里这样讲，耶稣对他说，你若能信，在信的人凡事都能。
The man expressed some doubt in Jesus' ability.
这个父亲是显示了他对于耶稣的能力有点怀疑。
But Jesus turned it around. The issue isn't Jesus' ability, but the man's faith.
而这个人，耶稣就是将这个是调翻转，个问题不是在耶稣的能力，而是在人的信上面。
It's not a question of whether Jesus has enough power, but whether this man has true faith.
问题不是耶稣有没有足够的能力，而是这个人是不是有真实的信心。
Now you have to understand, a man's level of faith does not and cannot limit what God is able to do.
我们要明白，人的信心的程度是不会，也都不能够规限神的能力。
God is omnipotent.
神是不无限的。
We are not.
我们不是。
And whether or not you believe in him,It does not limit God's ability.
无论你信或者不信神，也都不会是限制了神的能力。
Finite man cannot limit omnipotent, infinite God.
有限的人并不能够超越或者规限无限的神。
Instead, the issue here is that the omnipotent God is pleased to work on behalf of those who believe.
反而这里是讲到这个是全能的神，是乐意为着那些相信他的人而去动工。
So essentially, Jesus is turning the question to the man, I have enough power, but do you have enough faith?
耶稣就是将个问题带翻俾个父亲，佢话我系有足够嘅能力，但系你有冇足够嘅信心？
And look at the father's amazing response in verse 24.
而父亲喺二十四节嗰度就有一个令人惊叹嘅回应，佢话孩子的父亲立时喊着说，我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。
This is an amazing statement.
这个是一个令人惊叹的回应。
This is one of my favorite statements in the whole Bible.
这个是我在圣经里面其中一个最喜爱的一个句子。
I believe, help my unbelief.
我信，求你帮助我的不信。
This man was humble and honest.
这个人是谦卑和诚实。
He recognized that his belief was mixed with unbelief.
他承认他的相信是掺杂了不信。
Earlier, the man asked Jesus, help my son, help us. And now he says, help my unbelief. It's the same word in Greek.
这个人开头是讲到是向耶稣讲帮助我，帮助我的儿子，但是这里就讲到帮助我的不信，全部都是同一个字，帮助。
The man's demon-possessed son needed miraculous help.
这个人是有一个被鬼附的儿子，是需要一个神迹奇妙的帮助。
But this man recognizes,His weak faith needs miraculous help too.
而这个人也都确认他的软弱的信心也都需要神迹奇妙的帮助。
Now look at verses 25 to 27.
第25至27节，耶稣看见众人都跑上来，就斥责那乌鬼，说：你这聋哑的鬼，我吩咐你从他里头出来，再不要进去。那鬼喊叫，使孩子大大地抽了一阵风，就出来了。孩子好像死了一般，以致众人多半说他是死了。
So Jesus was not trying to amaze the crowds with this miracle.
耶稣不是想是用他的神迹去到让到众人都好惊讶。
So he quickly cast out the demon when the crowds came running.
他是很快的将这个鬼赶出去，当那些人冲过来的时候。
And this demon, as it exited the boy, gave one last attempt to destroy the child.
这个乌鬼当出这个离开这个男孩子的时候，他就再一次最后一次的去希望毁灭这个小朋友。
The Bible doesn't exaggerate, so when it says it was convulsing him terribly, this last seizure was very severe.
圣经不会是夸张的，他这个孩子是大大地抽了一阵风，是很严重的一次。
So severe that this would have looked almost like a resurrection from the dead because the boy appeared to be dead.
这个男孩子之后就好像死了一样，那个程度就好像这个男孩子死而复活那样。
So this man with a weak, feeble faith begged for compassion and help.
这个人是有一个软弱微小的信心去请求耶稣的怜悯。
And Jesus, the compassionate and omnipotent one, did not pause and lecture the father about his weak faith.
耶稣作为一个有慈爱和大有能力的人，他没有停下来长篇大论教训那个父亲信心如何软弱。
He didn't say, "Come back later when your faith is stronger."
他没有对父亲说，之后你的信心强啲先至翻嚟揾我啦。
In a sense, Jesus wasn't offended by the man's weak faith.
耶稣系冇被呢个人嘅软弱嘅信心所冒犯。
Certainly, Jesus is worthy of perfect faith, but that's not what he demands here.
确实耶稣系配得系有一个完全嘅信心，但系呢度唔系耶稣所要求嘅。
So while Jesus rebuked empty faith previously, the second lesson is that Jesus accepts feeble faith.
第一个功课是耶稣是斥责空洞的信心，第二个功课是耶稣接纳微小的信心。
The second lesson is that Jesus accepts feeble faith.
第二个功课是耶稣接纳微小的信心。
This should be a huge encouragement to your soul, because if you're honest, our faith is often weak.
这个是一个很大的鼓励，因为当我们是诚实的时候，我们的信心是知道是经常都是软弱。
None of us has perfect faith.
没有人有完全的信心。
Our faith is weak, it's wavering, sometimes it's mixed with doubts, but Jesus accepts weak faith.
我们的信心是软弱的，是动摇的，是掺杂了疑惑在里面，但是耶稣是接纳软弱的信心。
Maybe you're not so sure about this.
可能你不是很肯定这一件事。
Let me show you why I believe this passage teaches this.
我可以表达给你听为什么我相信这一件事在这段经文里面。
I want you to think about those words, "I believe, help my unbelief."
我们去思想这个句子，我信，求你帮助我的不信。
What can we learn about faith from this?
我们在这一句里面可以学习关于信心的什么呢？
First, feeble faith is stronger than you might think.
第一，一个微小的信心是比你想象中是强。
When the man says, "Help my unbelief," that is actually an expression of faith.
当这个人说，求你帮助我的不信，这个句子其实是信心的表现。
He begged Jesus to help his unbelief because he believed Jesus could actually help his unbelief.
他恳求耶稣去帮助他的不信，因为他相信耶稣能够帮助他的不信。
By praying to Jesus, by asking Jesus, "Help my unbelief," he's saying, "I believe you can help me."
当他向耶稣这样去恳求的时候，他就表达出他自己是相信耶稣能够帮助他的不信。
This is a weak faith, but it's a humble and truly believing faith.
这个是一个软弱的信心，但是一个谦卑和真诚相信的信心。
You know what else we can learn from this?
我们另外可以学习到什么呢？
True faith doesn't rest upon itself.
真正的信心不是依赖信心自己本身。
Biblical faith is not just faith in faith.
合乎圣经的信心不是说依靠信心自己本身。
Biblical faith is not confident in itself.
合乎圣经的信心是并非对信心本身有信心。
Instead, true faith rests in the character and power of God.
真正的信心是依靠神的属性和能力。
These days you hear people say things like, "Hey, as long as I have faith, that's all that matters."
现今的世代可能听到人说，只要我有信心，那就可以了。
That's a popular thing to say today, but it's empty and foolish.
今日是很流行的说法，但是很愚昧和空洞。
That's just having faith in faith.
只是依靠信心这一样的东西。
If I took you to the highest point of the state capital, and I told you that as long as you believe you can fly, you can, that would be foolish.
如果我是叫你是站在这个州议会大厦的顶那里，然后说你只要相信你能够飞，那你就能够飞的了，那这个讲法是愚昧的。
I grew up as a fan of the Sacramento Kings.
我是由小到大都对 Sacramento Kings 这队的篮球队是一个拥趸。
But let's be honest, these past few years, the strength of my faith in the Kings did not mean that they would win.
但係誠實嚟講，喺過去幾年，我對 Kings 呢隊信心嘅程度並唔能夠代表佢係一定贏。
What matters is not that you have faith, what matters is the object of your faith.
重要嘅唔係你有冇信心，而係你個對信心嘅對象係邊個。
Who are you trusting?
你係相信緊邊一個？
A weak faith in Jesus is infinitely better than a strong faith in a false savior.
係喺耶穌身上有個軟弱嘅，係喺耶穌身上有軟弱嘅信心，係遠遠好過對一個假嘅救主有強烈嘅信心。
Let me say that again. A weak faith in Jesus is infinitely better than a strong faith in a false savior.
喺對耶穌嘅小嘅信心係遠遠好過對假嘅救主有強烈嘅信心。
After this event, if you had asked this father, how did your son get healed? He would never say, because of how strong my faith is.
在这件事之后，如果你问个父亲，你究竟个儿子怎样得到医治的？他永远不会说，因为我很强烈的相信，我的信心很强。
He would say, it's because Jesus is powerful and merciful.
他会说，因为耶稣是大有能力，他是怜悯。
He was not trusting in his own faith, but in Jesus' power.
他不是信靠自己的信心，而是信靠耶稣的能力。
His faith was real, but it was weak.
他的信心是真实，但是软弱。
And I'm not saying that we should aim for partial faith.
我不是说我们必须要向着只有部分信心这样的目标去走。
But we should recognize that at our best moments, our strongest faith is still imperfect and weak.
但是我们要确认，当我们在最佳状态的时候，我们最强的信心都是软弱的。
And yet, in the goodness and compassion of God, it's enough.
但是在神的美善和慈爱底下是已经足够。
We are saved by grace through faith.
我们得救是靠着恩典通过信心。
We're not saved by the greatness of our faith, but by the greatness of His grace.
我们得救不是因为我们信心的伟大，而是祂的恩典的伟大。
This is a rebuke to the proud human heart that wants to say, here's my contribution, here's what I added to the solution.
这个是去斥责人的灵心目中的骄傲，就是说到，我有贡献的，这个解救方法是我有我加上去的那部分的。
We want to be able to say, look, I added my strong faith to the situation.
我们想对我们自己说，我们自己的坚壮的信心是加了上去。
But in reality, our best faith is still imperfect.
但是在现实来说，我们最好的信心都是不完全。
If we needed perfect faith to be saved, we would have no hope.
如果我们要完全的信心才能够得救的话，那我就毫无指望。
Perhaps you've heard of those wicked false teachers who claim to be able to heal.
或者你都有听讲过一啲嘅邪恶嘅假教师，佢哋系声称能够医治。
They say that if you're not healed through their ministry, it's because your faith was not strong enough.
佢哋话如果你冇被医治，系因为你嘅信唔够。
How different is that than this passage?
嗰啲嘅讲法同呢段嘅经文系几咁唔同。
When these faith healers say that your faith wasn't strong enough to be healed, that's crushing.
当这些信仰治疗者去说你的信心不能够不够强去被以致自己得医治，是几咁令人绝望。
You're left thinking, if only I believe harder, if only I was a little better, God would bless me and heal me.
你就只能够去想，假如我能够信多一点，做好一点，神就会祝福我和医治我了。
That takes the focus off of God and onto ourselves.
这样的想法将焦点是离开了神，而是放在我们自己信心身上。
We should be doing the opposite.
我们应该是调翻转。
True faith takes our eyes off of ourselves and onto God.
真正的信心是将焦点离开我们自己，而去焦点放在神那里。
You know, as a pastor, I wonder if this kind of thinking about faith is why so many people struggle with the assurance of their salvation.
作为牧者，我是想这种对信心的想法是不是让到有很多人是不是对肯定自己得救这件事有挣扎的原因呢？
How do I know if I truly believe?
我怎样知道我真正的相信呢?
What if I have some doubts mixed in?
我如果有疑惑是掺杂在里面，那怎么办呢?
Am I sincere enough in my faith?
我在信心上面是不是够真实呢?
Now, there is an appropriate place for self-examination.
是有一个适当的地方去自省。
But sometimes those doubts are not a godly response.
但是那些疑惑不是合神心意的回应。
Sometimes those questions are a proud response because your focus is on yourself rather than on God.
有时候这些的问题是骄傲的回应，因为那个的焦点是在你身上，不是在神那里。
If I asked you, how do you know that you're saved?
如果我问你，你怎知道你自己是得救的呢？
You might be tempted to answer, because I believe.
可能你会这样说，我因为我相信。
And that's not entirely wrong, that's true.
这个不是完全错的，这个是真的。
But I think the focus is in the wrong place.
但是那个的焦点是摆错位。
You're saved through faith, but you're saved by His grace.
你是靠着恩典得救，是通过你的信心。
This grace was purchased for us by the death of Christ on the cross.
这个恩典是因着基督为我们在罪，为我们的罪在十字架上面死而为我们买来的。
It's not the quality of your faith that saves, it's the sacrifice of Christ that saves.
而不是我们的信心的质素是让我们得救，而是基督的牺牲让我们得救。
So if I ask you, how did you get saved? It wouldn't be completely wrong to say because I believe.
如果我问你，你是怎样得救的呢？不是，如果你说是，因为我相信，不是完全错了。
But I think the better answer is to say because God showed me mercy.
但是我觉得更好的答案是因为神怜悯我。
Or better yet, because Jesus died for my sins.
或者更好的是因为耶稣为我的罪而死。
And then you can add, and I believe in that.
而之后你就可以加我相信呢一件嘅事情。
God's work is always primary, and our faith is always secondary.
神嘅工作一定系第一位，而我哋嘅信系第二。
So true faith doesn't trust in itself.
真正嘅信心唔系信靠信心自己。
True faith can be honest and humble about its own weaknesses.
真正嘅信心系好诚实嘅，系好谦卑嘅面对自己嘅软弱。
Because Jesus accepts feeble faith.
因为耶稣系接纳软弱嘅信心。
What a gracious God we have.
我哋嘅神真系满有恩典。
And you know why I think God chooses to accept weak faith?
点解神？我觉得点解神系会拣一个软弱嘅信心
？Because you can't boast in a weak faith.
因为你唔能够夸耀自己微小嘅信心。
That's why Jesus likes to use that imagery. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed.
因此耶稣就系用呢个嘅比喻，芥菜种般嘅信心，好细粒。
That was considered the smallest seed at that time.
系嗰个时代最细粒嘅一个种子。
No one should boast about having a mustard seed-sized faith.
冇人系会系去夸耀自己好似芥菜种咁细粒嘅信心。
Even if you have the smallest, weakest faith, you can move mountains. Jesus said.
就算你有最细粒嘅信心，你都可以移山。耶稣系咁样说。
That's because true faith is humble.
因为真实嘅信心系谦卑嘅。
True faith recognizes that we are in need.
真实嘅信心承认我哋系有需要嘅。
True faith is an empty hand that receives undeserved grace from God.
真实嘅信心系一个空嘅手，去由神嗰度接受自己唔配得嘅恩典。
True faith doesn't trust in itself; it trusts in Jesus.
真实嘅信心唔系相信信心自己，而系信靠耶稣。
And so Jesus rebukes empty faith.
耶稣系斥责空洞嘅信心。
Jesus accepts feeble faith.
耶稣接纳微小嘅信心。
And now our last lesson. Look at verses 28 and 29.
最尾一个功课系喺28-29节嗰度。28-29节，耶稣进了屋子，门徒就暗暗地问他说：我们为什么不能赶出他去呢？耶稣说：非用祷告，这一类的鬼总不能出来。
What's the last lesson here？
最后一个功课系乜嘢
？Jesus answers prayerful faith。
耶稣回应有祷告嘅信心。
Jesus answers prayerful faith。
耶稣回应有祷告嘅信心。
The emphasis in this section is not on the amazement of the people or the power of Jesus.
呢一段经文嘅重点唔系人们嘅惊叹或者系耶稣嘅能力。
Instead, Jesus is carefully preparing his disciples for gospel ministry after Jesus is gone.
反而耶稣系好细心嘅预备佢嘅门徒去当佢耶稣离开佢哋之后，继续让门徒去做佢嘅福音工作。
And this opportunity to heal a man's son was the perfect opportunity to teach his disciples a lesson on faith.And prayer.
而呢个医治呢一个人嘅儿子嘅机会，就系一个好好嘅机会，教导佢嘅门徒关于信心同埋祷告嘅功课。
If you ask the disciples if they had faith, of course they would say yes.
如果你问门徒佢哋有冇信心，当然佢哋话有。
But Jesus rebuked them as being part of this faithless generation.
但系点解耶稣会系去斥责佢哋系一个不信的世代
？Why？
點解呢?
And now we see it's because they did not pray.
現在我們看到是因為他們沒有禱告。
When Jesus said this kind cannot be cast out by anything but prayer, it's not entirely clear if this was a more powerful demon or if this just means this kind of spirit referring to all demons.
當耶穌說這一類的鬼不能夠被這樣被趕出去不是清楚是究竟是这一些是更加凶猛的乌鬼这解啊，定是说这一类的灵就是讲到所有的乌鬼。
But either way, the point is clear. The disciples did not pray, and that's why they couldn't cast it out.
无论如何，个重点是他们没有祷告，所以他们不能够将这个乌鬼赶出。
Their prayerlessness revealed their faithlessness.
他们没有去祷告，去揭露了他们是没有信心。
Because if they had believed, they would have prayed.
如果他们 有信心的话，他们就会去祷告。
When I consider my own life, I wonder what Jesus would say about my faith.
当我去省察自己生命的时候，我是想耶稣究竟会对我的关于我的信心会怎么讲呢？
What would he say about yours?
他会怎么样讲你的信心呢？
If you have faith but do not pray, what good is that faith?
如果你有信心但是不祷告，这个信心可以好得去哪呢？
Prayer is the natural response of faith.
祷告是一个信心的自然的回应。
The father's weak faith was a genuine faith because it was a prayerful faith. I believe, help my unbelief.
这个父亲软弱的信心是一个真实的信心，因为他是祷告，向神祷告，是神是能够去帮助他的不信。
If there's a situation where we need God's help and we believe he can help, then we will pray.
如果有一个情况是我们需要神的帮助，我们相信他能够帮助，那我们就会祷告。
But remember, the disciples had been able to cast out demons before.
那些的门徒之前是能够去赶鬼。
So what happened here?
但是这里就不得，为什么呢?
They did not pray this time, and perhaps it is because they had become self-reliant.
他们今次是没有祷告，可能是因为他们是靠，今次是靠自己。
Amazingly, as they were failing to cast out this demon, none of them thought to pray.
令人诧异的是，当他们不能够赶出这个鬼的时候，没有一个去想得到要去祷告。
They were trusting in themselves and in their own ability or in their own past experiences.
他们依赖了自己，依赖了自己的能力，或者依赖之前的经历。
If we've done it before, we should be able to do it now. No problem, no need to bother God in prayer. We can handle it.
我们既然之前能够做到，我们就能够做到，不需要去劳烦神，我们不需要去为这件事祷告。
In our spiritual lives, there's no such thing as automatic power.
在我们的属灵生命里面是没有自动出现的能力这一回事。
Just because God worked through us or in us in the past doesn't mean he will continue to do so automatically.
神在我们的生命中做的工作，在过去做的工作，并不代表他之后会自动地继续去这样同样的做。
The power to live for him comes as we humbly depend on him in prayer day by day.
为神而活的能力是我们要每一天谦卑地，是每一天这样在祷告里面依靠神。
This account in Jesus' life should convict the prayerless, and it should comfort those with feeble faith.
这个耶稣生命的故事应该是去让我们去省察我们自己没有祷告的生命，以及去安慰那些有微小信心的人。
Let me ask you very practically, what do you worry about but never pray about?
让我是很实际地问大家，你有什么是担忧但是永远没有祷告过的呢？
Do you worry about your finances?
有没有担心自己财务呢？
Your marriage?
你的婚姻？
Your children?
你的儿女？
Your aging parents?
渐渐年老的双亲？
Your own health?
你自己的健康？
Unsaved family members or friends?
未得救的家人或者朋友？
A work situation?
工作地方遇到的情况？
Maybe a besetting sin that's gripped you?
或者一样你未能够摆脱的罪。
What worries you and yet you do not pray?
有什么是担忧你，但是你永远没有为那件事祷告的呢？
You can say that you believe God can help you through, but if you do not pray, that prayer, sorry, if you do not pray, that faith is defective.
你可以说是信神，而是相信神能够帮助，但是如果没有祷告的话，那你的这个信心是有缺陷。
So our three lessons this morning.
今早上有三个功课。
Jesus rebukes empty faith.
耶稣是斥责空的信心。
Jesus accepts feeble faith.
耶稣是接纳软弱的信心。
And Jesus answers prayerful faith.
耶稣是回应有祷告的信心。
Now listen, if you're here and you're not a believer this morning, the most important thing you need is faith in Jesus Christ who died and rose again.
若今天早上你未是信神的话，最重要的是你是摆信心在基督里面，他是为我们的罪去死而复活。
Not just a generic faith.
不是一个笼统的信心。
You don't need faith in faith.
不需要是对自己的信心是有信心。
Or just faith in some God out there.
或者是对其他的神有信心。
Becoming a Christian means that you are trusting that God forgives you because Jesus died in your place for your sins and rose again.
作为基督徒，你系相信神系会宽恕你，因为耶稣基督系为我哋嘅罪而死而复活。
It means you're not trusting in your own goodness or your own faith, but you're trusting in Christ.
你唔系相信自己嘅美善，相信自己嘅信心，而系相信基督。
Our God is good and kind and merciful.
我们的神是美善，祂是好的，祂是充满怜悯的。
And he receives all who come to him.
祂是接纳所有向神去神前面的人。
Even those who say, I believe, help my unbelief.
包括那些我信，求你帮助我的不信的那些人。
For those of you who do know the Lord Jesus, the lesson for us is not about casting out demons. This is about faith.
这个对于我们相信耶稣基督的人来讲，这个功课不是关于赶鬼，而是关于信心。
That true faith is humble.
真实的信心是谦卑的。
True faith rests in Christ alone.
而是摆在基督身上。
And true faith will express itself through prayer.
是通过祷告呈现出来。
So do you believe?
你相信吗？
Do you trust his word and his promises?
你相信他的话语和他的应许吗？
Here's a better question. Do you pray?
还有一个好一点的问题，你祷告吗？
Faith and prayer, two of the most basic lessons in the Christian life, but they're so easy to overlook.
信心和祷告，这两个在基督徒生命里面很基础的功课，但是很多时候都是忽视了。
Let's ask the Lord to help us in our unbelief, in our prayerlessness, that we might live for him more fully.
让我们去请求主帮助我们的不信和我们没祷告的生命，让我们是更多地为主而活。
Father, we...Praise you and thank you for your goodness and kindness.
天父，我们祷告是多谢你的信实和慈爱。
We thank you that you receive weak faith.
我们感谢你接纳软弱的信心。
Lord, we pray that you would strengthen our faith.
天父，求你加添我们，增强我们的信心。
Help us to be men and women of prayer.
让我们成为祷告的弟兄姊妹。
Because we recognize that apart from you, we can do nothing.
因为我们确认离开了你，我们不能做什么。
Help us to humble our hearts and come to you with great faith.
帮助我们去谦卑在你面前来到。
We pray these things in your son's name.
我们这样奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.